Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, Reserve Bank Watch. Will homeowners be hit with Australia's first official interest rate rise in a decade? Third and final leaders debate confirmed. Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese going head to head. Civilians evacuated from Mariupol after 2 terrifying months. And risky rescue, a rock climber plucked to safety after a dangerous fall.
This is 7 News. Jody Spears.
All eyes are on the Reserve Bank today in anticipation of a possible interest rate rise. 3 of the 4 big banks are predicting an increase this afternoon, while CommBank says it will happen next month. But all agree that rises are inevitable. The cash rate currently sits at a record low 0.1%. There haven't been any rate rises since November 2010. It's been confirmed Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese will square off in their final leaders' debate on May 11, broadcast on 7. Both leaders are spruiking their plans to ease household budget pain.
Believing his Labor forces are now on the march.
How good are the pipes?
Dang it!
Teaming with Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. Promising a better deal on Labor's traditional issues, wages, healthcare, childcare, the gender pay gap, and what he now calls
Scott Morrison's cost of living crisis.
Marking the end of Ramadan, a picture of community celebration in Sydney's Parramatta, where Kevin Rudd's former advisor Andrew Charlton is running, and king of the kids.
Salaam alaikum.
Right in the thick of it, handing out the goodies.
Hey, there we go.
Cut the $250 away. Thank you.
Sweeteners too for older Australians, increasing the income limit for the seniors' health card to $90,000 for singles and $144,000 for couples.
We want to make things that bit easier for self-funded retirees.
The card's delivering another 50,000 seniors cheaper medications, healthcare, rates, power and public transport. Labor calls it an election bribe, but says we too.
If it's a bribe and it's not right, why support it?
People are under cost of living pressures, and where there's a good idea, we will support it.
The May Day March is a long-held union tradition, but there's a sense that Anthony Albanese is leading this march to a much bigger destiny. The polls still pointing to a Labor Day of victory.
19 days to go. No pressure, folks, but I'm relying on you.
Mark Riley, 7 News.
The Victorian Treasurer is preparing for his big budget reveal today, announcing a number of measures to try to ease the rising cost of living. All Victorian households will be eligible for a one-off $250 payment. $9 million will be committed to one-on-one support for Victorians struggling with bill stress. $3.7 million will help vulnerable households negotiate their debt, and $1.2 million will encourage residents to move away from gas appliances. But the state's debt level is soaring, expected to reach more than $160 billion by 2025. Ukrainian civilians who've escaped the besieged steelworks in Mariupol are expected to reach safety in coming hours. They're being taken to the town of Zaporizhia. Efforts to evacuate more civilians from the steelworks have been delayed, with hundreds still trapped. Officials in Mariupol say Russian forces resumed shelling hours after a convoy of buses with evacuees left. The UN reports the civilian death toll in Ukraine now stands at more than 3,000. The driver who killed four children in Sydney wants his 28-year jail sentence slashed. Samuel Davidson was speeding, drunk and on drugs when he struck the Abdullah siblings and their cousin as they walked to buy ice cream. But he claims his punishment is too harsh.
For 2 hours, Bridget Saker endured the arguments of the man who killed her daughter and why he deserves less jail time.
Excruciating. Frustrating. It's very hard to look at the person that killed your child.
At Oatlands in 2020, Samuel Davidson's car hurtled into Veronique Saker and her cousins, Anthony, Angelina and Sienna Abdullah. He was high on drugs and alcohol, but prior good character, no criminal history. He will not be released until he is 51. That is a crushing sentence.
Our sentence is for the rest of our lives.
A crushing sentence jeopardises Davidson's rehabilitation, it was argued. Excessive compared with similar manslaughter cases. Davidson's 21-year sentence includes more than 14 for manslaughter. 14 years and 3 months does seem to be unreasonable.
Each case cited by Davidson's legal team involved multiple victims of manslaughter with a car, but none as high as four victims, let alone children. Justice Paul Brereton said the number of victims must surely influence the sentence.
There are no comparable cases to our case, sadly. We need law reform in the area of serious road crime.
Davidson also argued his ADHD was not adequately considered by the sentencing judge.
Right up to the actual tragedy, the driving was just so reckless.
The court is considering its decision. Robert Avadia, 7 News.
New video has been released of a rescue on Queensland's Sunday. A man who'd been rock climbing with friends lost his footing and fell more than 5 metres onto a cliff edge yesterday afternoon. It was too tricky for paramedics on the ground to get him out, so the RACQ Life Flight crew stepped in. He was flown to hospital in a stable condition. A 31-year-old man accused of stabbing a surfer on the Gold Coast will face court today. The violent assault happened at the Burleigh Pavilion yesterday morning, with the victim suffering severe injuries. He's still recovering in hospital. A former rugby league star put his skills to good use, helping to arrest the accused, who's been charged with attempted murder. The family of a gay man pushed off a cliff in Sydney more than 30 years ago has faced his killer in court, demanding he get a life sentence. Scott Johnson's brother and sisters travelled from America to describe the effect the murder has had on them, as well as their 3-decades-long fight for justice.
It's very emotional, but we had a chance to look the offender in the eyes.
Scott White will be sentenced today, but it may not be over for the Johnson family. Despite pleading guilty, White is appealing his conviction. As we head into the colder months, researchers have discovered that eggs can be a key to beating the winter blues. The world first study found how many you need to maintain essential levels of vitamin D.
Unscrambling the secrets inside the humble egg.
20-pack oversized eggs. Have a look, shoppers.
Every day I have one egg.
Eggs are also rich in vitamin D. While sunshine is our major source of the vitamin, Melbourne researchers put supermarket chicken eggs to the test as a dietary solution to the serious problem of vitamin D deficiency during winter.
1 in 3 Australians get quite a drop in vitamin D during those winter months, and that's got a really big impact on both our physical and mental health.
Over 3 months, 51 young adults ate 2, 7 or 12 eggs per week, either scrambled, fried or boiled. Their vitamin D levels were measured before and after the experiment.
7 eggs per week, 1 per day, was effective for preventing this wintertime decline.
The study revealing eating 12 eggs a week maintained vitamin D levels but didn't boost them. But the trial participants, eating 2 eggs a week, suffered a substantial decrease in vitamin D.
Eggs are high in cholesterol but low in saturated fat, with recent research finding daily consumption doesn't increase bad cholesterol levels or increase the risk of heart disease.
I like them sunny side up.
A simple way to beat the winter blues.
Make you happy and smile. That's it.
Jackie Quist, 7 News.
Parents of public school children in New South Wales are being reminded of a planned teachers' strike happening tomorrow. Some schools have sent out letters advising parents of minimal supervision. Teachers will walk off the job, demanding better pay and working conditions. The old Kath and Kim home is being demolished to make way for something new. The real owners have decided the famous suburban property no longer suits their family and it's time for a change.
It's the home almost every Aussie knows, despite never having set foot inside.
You're meant to buy the best house in the worst street, because then you can lord it over people.
This Melbourne property, the stage for Kath and Kim's most memorable moments.
Look at me, look at me, look at me.
But the piece of TV history has been torn down.
Get out! Get out of my house!
Demolition began at the home today, so the real owners can rebuild and make their own memories.
Rebuilding a home that we're going to live in. We were hoping that it might just sort of go by quietly, but it's amazing how these things get out.
A brand new two-storey home is set to replace the day-night residence. Thankfully, Kath's unique home decorating style has been immortalised on film.
It will be extremely different. Probably, unfortunately, for Kath and Kim fans, won't have any of the same sort of brickwork or beautiful curtains and kitchen that was in the original Kath and Kim house. So it'll be, a lot different.
Now I've got one word to say to you, Kim. Feng Shui.
Estelle Greepink, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading lower this morning. The Nasdaq is also down. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords lost more than 100 points. The ASX 200 down 88. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,865 an ounce. Oil is $105 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 70.37 US cents, 91.5 Japanese yen, and $1.09 New Zealand. A man missing for more than 48 hours in Queensland has been found by a police officer who just finished a shift. The officer saw him stumbling along the side of the road at Bellbird Grove late yesterday. He was dehydrated and his feet were swollen after 2 nights in the bush. It's understood he was involved in a car chase early Saturday, which ended with him crashing into a tree and fleeing the scene with his passenger. He's been taken to hospital and will be questioned by investigators. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, has become the latest casualty in Netflix's declining fortunes, with the streaming giant axing her animated series Pearl. Live to US correspondent Tim Lester in Los Angeles now. Good morning, Tim. The shine seems to have come off Meghan and Harry's megawatt deal.
Morning, Jodie. It has taken a beating. Now, some will say that's partly due to the problem that the streaming giant Netflix was already facing. But also others are starting to ask, what is Netflix getting for the deal said to be worth well above $100 million? Pearl was an animated children's show that the Duchess of Sussex was putting together to discuss a 12-year-old girl seeing the world by interacting with women throughout history. It has now been dumped. Netflix says that it is one of several children's animations that will no longer proceed. This after the streaming giant announced for the first time in more than a decade that its subscriber numbers had fallen last quarter by 200,000, still more than 200 million total, but Netflix says it expects another 2 million to leave the platform in the next 3 months, so it's making changes accordingly. Royal watchers, though, are beginning to ask what will come from the couple now to substantiate their deal. There is a docuseries on the Invictus Games we expect to see from Harry in coming months, but beyond that, who knows? Jody.
Okay, Tim Lester in the US, thank you. Hong Kong has reopened to travellers for the first time in 2 years. The financial hub has been closed to non-residents since March 2020 due to COVID. But there's a major catch. Visitors who enter the territory must be fully vaccinated and quarantine at designated hotels for 7 days, even with a negative COVID test. Hong Kong has been living under some of the strictest pandemic measures in the world. Temperatures in parts of India and Pakistan have hit record highs as the region swelters through a heat wave. New Delhi has experienced 7 consecutive days over 40, with residents warned to stay indoors. The average maximum temperature in central India is the highest since records began, reaching 37 degrees in April. New research suggests 7 hours of sleep each night is the ideal amount for those in middle to old age. A study of almost 500,000 adults found getting too much or too little sleep can worsen cognitive performance and mental health. Researchers say those who get 7 hours sleep each night are likely to have stronger memories and a greater ability to learn new things.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In sport, AFL heavyweights the Brisbane Lions are hoping for the best when star forward Joe Danaher has scans on his injured shoulder today. Carlton's Lewis Young faces the tribunal tonight in a test case for the future of the bump. Bulldogs football manager Phil Gould has slammed his critics and says Trent Barrett will still be coaching long after he's left the club. Gould blames old media rivalries for the fuss about him helping Barrett during training sessions. A trailblazer in the rise of women's sport is playing on to chase an elusive premiership. Daisy Pearce has knocked back lucrative coaching and media offers to play one more AFLW season with Melbourne.
I just still love it. Like, it's still the highlight of my week, to other than coming home to my beautiful family.
Daisy is a mum to 3-year-old twins. Her Demons made the first grand final this season but lost to Adelaide. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers are into the NBL Grand Final in their very first season. They went to Melbourne and stunned the league's top team, winning Game 3 of their semi-final series 76-73 last night.
I don't know what to say other than we continue to defend the island and make the state proud.
They're the first team to make the Grand Final in their first season since Geelong 40 years ago. The woes continue for Australia's two cricket captains at the IPL. $1.3 million man Pat Cummins was left out again by the Kolkata Knight Riders. Aaron Finch had his stump skittled again.
Played on. Never really got into this game, did Aaron Finch?
Finch fell for four, but their team did end a 5-game losing streak with victory over Rajasthan Royals. After a couple of lay days, surfing's Margaret River Pro is set to resume in Big Surf today. It begins with the men's elimination round, streaming live on 7+. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a front is bringing brisk winds and a few showers to southwest WA and Tasmania. Onshore winds about the Queensland coast are causing isolated showers. Weak troughs are causing isolated showers over inland Queensland and the odd shower over inland WA. A high is keeping elsewhere generally dry. Around the capitals today, Brisbane partly cloudy, heading for a top of 25 degrees. Sydney mostly sunny and 24. Canberra morning fog, then sunny, heading for 19. Melbourne partly cloudy, becoming windy, 21 degrees. Hobart cloudy and 22. Adelaide an evening shower or two, 23 the top. Perth possible morning smoke, heading for 23 degrees. And Darwin sunny with a warm top of 35. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 3rd of May, 2022.